Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, chapter 10. The stability of righteousness. It is a common saying that nothing is settled until it is settled right. That is a truth that is stated at length in the following scripture. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believes shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it. Nothing can stand except that which is built upon the foundation of truth and righteousness. Every other structure that is built for a refuge will fall down, and will involve in its destruction all have taken refuge in it. The living God, the God of truth, is the only sure refuge, and his truth is a shield and buckler to everyone who accepts it and hides in it alone. This suggests another phase of the same truth, and that is, that whenever a thing is settled right, it is absolutely settled. This is stated in the following scripture. Judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness quietness and assurance forever. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Righteousness is the sure and everlasting foundation. Whoever is right, and knows that he is right because he is building solely on God's word, can rest in quiet, no matter how much people may rage against him. He may be misrepresented, and his motives maligned, or even his life threatened, but none of these things will move him. He does not need to vindicate the truth, for it is its own authority, and he doesn't need to defend himself, for the truth is his defense. What a condition of perfect rest and peace this is! Great peace have they which love your law, and nothing shall offend them, or cause them to stumble. E.J. Wagoner.